Welcome to Room to Spill the Tea. I am Sarah. This episode we're going to discuss the role of history and also the history of disability. And to my right, this is... Otis.
Otis, yeah. Yeah.
Tom?
Just say hi.
Jane.
Roger.
Karen.
Julie.
Jack.
Lisa, do you want to say hi? Perfect.
Cool. So, should we start off with what we all think history is?
What is history?
stories from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Or the present, yeah.
Other people's perceptions of what happened in the past.
Yeah. What do you think, Tara?
History is what happened in our past, but also like when we like wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah. What about heritage? Is that different from history?
Heritage is... I don't really know what it's all about, but I guess it's a little bit the same about history. Yeah. It's heritage is where we come from.
I think that's what I think
heritage is.
Yeah.
So maybe like history is the event, and then maybe heritage is the impact.
Is that the same as legacy?
Where you come from.
Legacy.
Yeah.
I know that's sort of what you give. You know, heritage is before, isn't it? But legacy is what you give either next generations or communities. So, you know, you wouldn't necessarily have children to leave a legacy, would you? You could leave a legacy in your general community.
Yeah.
Is that right? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think that heritage is about...
What other people gave you.
What happened in the past and how that
yeah.
shapes who and what we are today.
What
yeah. we bring with us because of what happened before.
Mm. I suppose when we talk about what, so someone said about like, what's your heritage, what's our heritage?
I think of
what
like
you say?
Of
what?
Being, you know, English and Welsh.
Right.
Nationality. When I think of heritage, I think of nationality.
Yeah.
Or what you were born into.
Yeah.
How about you, Jack?
Jack.
Is someone sort of talking about like, what, have you ever heard like, what's your? Has anyone ever asked like, what's your heritage? What do you think you would say?
My birthright or heritage?
What do you mean?
Good question.
What do you mean by birthright?
heritage, my family, like, I'm trying to think. Heritage, like my family legacy or...
Well, it could be anything, Jack, you know.
That's what you said just now, Sarah, wasn't it, legacy?
Like your family legacy?
Yeah.
Yes.
But does it have to be a family legacy though? What can it be where you are? Like say, like for me instance, I'm nowhere near my family now, so I know there are things I've probably brought with me from my family.
Mm-hmm.
But currently now I'm looking at the heritage of what's around me rather than my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever thought of it? You looked like you wanted to say something.
So I said something about family legacies.
Mm.
I have loads of family, yeah. I don't know much about legacies. I suppose moving from one place to another it could be like a legacy of something. Because I was born in London and I was moved down here, so maybe that's part of what we can talk about. I don't know. Maybe that's that could be in a podcast of what I used to do in different places. So, like, I don't know, London down here, who's part of, could be part of what, going to school and stuff. I don't know, that might not fit to the podcast, but where I used to live before I came down here, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. That's kind of part of your personal history, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, heritage and personal history might not fit into that. I don't know.
It's a part of it, it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you think at what point does someone say this may be my heritage, but this is not my future?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. So one of the things we were going to say was, like, do we think history is kind of important? I don't know, did you have anything to say before you go on to that bit?
I think personal history is one bit. I think it's worth thinking about all the other types of history that shape who we are. So one of the ones I'm always acutely aware of is the woman.
Mm.
As a woman, it's the history that led to the point where I got to vote.
Mm.
You know, that's heritage. An awful lot of women put themselves at huge risk so that I had the right to vote, and that matters a lot to me.
Yeah, that's true. So that's
yeah.
like beyond your obviously personal
yeah,
family, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not your family, it's
but it shapes
wider.
Who I am today, and it shapes the choices that I have.
I suppose
yeah.
it's like a wider group that you're part of, if you know, is that one way of seeing it or not?
Yeah, I think there's like there's geographical stuff, isn't there? So like Otis saying when he lived in London, and then I think you see it, there's that kind of heritage that you have. And then there's other bits, aren't there, depending on all sorts of things. You know, did the world wars change the society we have today? Yes, enormously, in all kinds of ways.
A lot of people
didn't
stay here, did they, in the world wars?
Yeah.
I think from a
yeah.
psychology point of view, it depends what you actually identify with as well, I think.
And it depends
right.
a lot what you're told.
Yes, of course.
Because what's
too.
Taught in schools, you know,
yeah.
what you're told is important in terms of your rights and your choices today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I hear things or I read things and I think, wow, didn't know that.
Yeah.
Does that shape the world I live in today and the choices I get? Yes.
Mm. I suppose that was kind of very. We did have that as a question, wasn't it? Thinking like. What's the like? Is history still important to us? Is knowing about those things important?
It depends how far back you go. Because even 10 years ago is still history, isn't it? And things have
yesterday's
changed.
History.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
well,
it's
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, it's like.
What do I think yesterday's
yeah.
history? Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, go on.
I was thinking about family trees. That's quite interesting, isn't it? About your heritage.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's exactly what we were saying, Roger, about the archers thing. That's history, wasn't it, Roger? Like the heritage of people,
oh.
you know.
Yes, because we were talking before about
the archers,
the history of archers,
yeah.
and that's a program and looking at the different people within that. But obviously,
yeah.
that's part of a like a fictional story, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I suppose that would have.
Everyone has their own family
yeah.
tree, though, don't they?
Yeah.
I guess like, you get some sort of link to like different cultures. Things,
yeah.
depending on
yeah.
where your family came from.
Accents and
yeah.
like you've got a Welsh accent, haven't you? Because you're from Wales, so well, part
we're
of Wales.
We try and hide it, but yeah.
oh,
you should be proud because that's where
yeah,
you come
yeah.
from.
Yeah,
yeah. Because you were saying it depends how far back you go. What do you mean? So like,
well, I'm just saying.
Well,
even in the 10 years, like the history. I'm not good at answering questions. On
oh
the spot.
No!
I can't remember what you just said.
Oh, no, just because no, no, I think you. You're saying is
like we're
is gonna
go back
important?
100 years to see what the because I no
right.
doubt the well no oh, this is a crude a loose estimation but like generally people that were disabled went into the workhouses didn't they if they were disabled or they go to the
yeah
right
asylum so I'm just using the terminology I'm not trying to offend people by that terminology
yeah.
but
yeah.
now. Are they still technically in workhouses because of how they're treated at times, you know?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. Yeah. I think that you get people who treat disabled people really wrongly. Personally, because they don't
But since you, as a disabled person, and but if assume you, but assume you got a hearing impairment, and then that assume this but the other is not true. Like yesterday, I went to the doctors and the, I was booking myself into an appointment and the receptionist saw I was disabled and immediately talked to me like a 3 year old if I was deaf.
Right.
Yeah.
People do that. I don't know why they just.
So they do that to you as well, won't it?
No. There are people that do. Yeah, but I don't think they. People just don't realise what. Down vision pair, do they? So some people are stupid and don't realise what's going on.
Did you challenge it, Taryn?
No, but. I'll book me and my support worker was fuming about it and she said that she asked, she, my support worker said that when you talk to your mum later I would mention it and I mentioned it and mum's going to write a letter to the practice manager because I don't think I should be spoken to in that manner.
I don't know why people do that, I don't know. Just get what they want.
I think it's because of sort, because people are taught, even in school, if someone's different, they need to be treated completely different. I mean, there is, I think, ways of treating people. No matter who, whatever differences people have, you know, still it's still good to adapt to who you're talking to. But, I mean, in talking about history, even in the time of the school that I was in, they did have a special class where people that, you know, had certain labels were in. And, I think that was the first, it actually changed, people were like integrated back into normal classes, and then you think, you always end up, not intentionally, but you do end up looking at people differently, you think, well why, you know, but it's because, you know, because the system is, oh these people are different,
that
you need to treat them differently, and then it kind of escalates then into society.
That makes me think, do you think that history has an effect on the way people in general view disability? Do you see what
you
mean?
Yeah.
I
think so.
Definitely. Definitely. Because I think if people were well trained before in the situation. Essence, if the words well trained, the wording do those things.
So what do you mean well trained?
I'm trained in the fact that people have courses on it and the stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, even now, like, people are, you know, are becoming more likely to be diagnosed with it. I mean, the people that have ADHD or autism can be more likely to be diagnosed than they were years ago. But then people are saying, oh, nowadays, ADHD's all over the place, and, you know, it's just another fad, it's just another thing that people want to jump on. So you just think, well, don't agree with that anyway, but...
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And also, it's a label, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're labelled, aren't you, if you've got disability?
Yeah.
And
autism is so broad.
Yeah.
You can't just be autistic because there's so many different spectrums.
Yeah. And I mean, the spectrum's kind of... In the past, it used to be... To my history now, but in the past, autism would be, oh, you've either got mild autism or you're severe, but it's not now. Like, they've kind of realised that was actually quite a ableist way of terming it, because, you know, where someone might, you know, excel in one way, they won't in another, and sometimes you won't get the support, because people might, like for myself, I have the autistic label, I'm quite good at chatting with people, so people might think, oh, not wrong with you, you're just mildly autistic or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I just think, again. I just don't. I lose my train of thought sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it's.
Well, I suppose that's the point. But you were so for 10 times we always look at like trying to use the social model lens of things. So you use like the terms of labels and things.
Yeah.
But also, I suppose there's the medical side of it where sometimes understanding bits of like how your brain works or whatever is useful.
Yes.
For you to just understand you as a person.
Yeah.
But like I say, once you, it becomes a label that other people see.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, and also they never seem to see, for instance, with ADHD, there's a lot of, there's a lot of positives of ADHD, you know, where when I'm hyper-focused, you know, I can get a lot of things done, but people don't. You know, they might be seeing, oh, look, you're really hyper-focused on riding that boat, but you haven't done your dishes, you know, why haven't you done your dishes, you know?
Yeah.
And stuff like that, you know, but, yeah, and again, I think what was interesting, what Jane was saying was, you know, I'm just using the two genders right now, not as a... But, you know, where the gender divides with, you know, it tended to be more likely to be boys that are diagnosed with autism or ADHD than girls. And you just wonder if that, again, that's probably another umbrella of different identities that, you know, because society, again, if two boys are fighting, it's probably, they're just being boys, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas if a girl and a boy started fighting, it'd be like, oh, no, he's attacking her, he should be attacking her. And
right, so is that perception? Is that like what people perceive, so they have like an action or something,
other
people bring things to.
Well, that's what
to
I mean, that's another. And
I'm
not a feminist, being the patriarchy and all that about.
Yeah.
But that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
What do we know about, like, the history of disabled people?
Well, as I was saying earlier, I mean, I say it's 100 years, but I don't know what the actual time frame was. But in the past, they used to be sent to workhouses or asylums.
Yes.
That's assuming they were diagnosed. Otherwise, I mean, I know I'm 27, but just had another 3 years.
We can imagine that you were once.
I mean, even the terminology that was used, like my dad actually worked in a hospital with people that had learning disabilities, and I'm not going to use the language they used, but in a time, they used to use completely different language they used now. If you call people the stuff you call people then, and that's just 27 plus years ago. So even in this time, that's what I mean, that's when they say about history, it's like, well, how far back do you want to go? Because it's like, even in...
I think it's an interesting thing about the language as well, isn't it? And how that has changed.
Yeah, but you know, in America, they still use the certain terminology, and if you used it here, you'd be like, whoa, because I've seen it, I'm like, you're like, wait a minute, I thought you're not supposed to use that language no more, and they're like, well, actually, here we can.
Because would we ever feel comfortable saying that? Not like in your everyday speech, but it's like when you're referring to historical.
Well, I mean, I can't even say it because I just think it, you know, it's not a very nice language. But even, right, when I went to the comedy night for my birthday, it was, it was my birthday, 27, but there was a person there that, I think he had one leg and one leg wasn't, you know, like, Even then, he was calling everyone able, you know, he was like talking about the audience, so everyone was able-bodied and he wasn't, and I'm like, how does he know we're all able-bodied?
Oh, I see, he's still making assumptions.
Yeah.
So, supposed to, so in terms of like, if people, if we learn more about like, the history or something. Do you think that would have a positive effect if like more people were aware of some of the things that have happened or some of the changes that have happened previously?
Definitely, because if you like, got to like a hidden disability or a corn. Because you must I don't know what the word is, but you must appear as bothered. Does it mean to say you haven't got anything going on inside?
Right. So is it just...
Yeah, but then we're kind of taught to. I mean, again, that would be another umbrella to talk about again. It's like even how teachers treat children. If children are better looking, not intentionally, it's that sort of psychological thing of like we all treat, you know, if you go back to the evolutionary psychology and stuff, you know, that sort of survival of the fittest.
Right.
That psychology of us.
Right.
I don't mean people should think that.
No.
Just say from a psychology point of view, that evolutionary would be, oh, we you want to train the people that are doing well as opposed to the people that aren't doing well.
Yeah. That's true. I suppose that sort of also defines what you mean by doing well, right? That
of course. I mean, I'm not suggesting that's how they should do it. I'm just saying that.
But that's still like all part of it, though, isn't
it?
I'm sure there's one point in history where people thought doing well was, just having enough food or something. Or like having loads of children. Maybe that was like the doing well, and maybe like getting by and doing well is
something
else.
Whereas nowadays, doing well seems to be being totally independent, not needing nobody. And if you need somebody, you're needy. How dare you need somebody?
Yeah.
You know? Whereas years ago, if you were, you know, someone that was a wife that just stayed at home for her husband, that was not even frowned upon at all. If anything, you know, it'd probably be the other way around.
Yeah.
I think the issue with history as well, though, is that, because someone once told me, oh, you know, there's almost this myth that women didn't go out to work, that women didn't study, that women didn't do all this stuff, but then, you know, there's sort of that, you know, that's why it's quite good to look at almost the hidden history, if you can find it, because you're, again, I know it's hidden, but I just meant on the dark, well, not even dark, but, you know, just some people will write, it's just some people will write about the hidden history that, you know, other people don't.
Well, it sort of brings on, because we did think about another thing we were going to ask about, was who generally tells the histories?
Yeah.
And what impact does that have, do we think, on
it? Well, it's the winner,
so,
isn't it?
It's the winner, isn't it?
Even if you look at eyewitness testimony, everyone's going to see something in a different way. So also, it depends how to put... It depends who's writing the history and who's asking the history, because you know, something that is shown in eyewitness testimony, if you ask certain words to a participant, they're more likely to respond in a certain way.
Yeah.
So if you were saying how fast was the car going when it crashed or something, they might be more likely to say, oh, it was going fast, so they're going to give more
bias.
Biased,
maybe. Or just a different... But it's kind of what you're saying, like, with the hidden history stuff. Because I'm guessing you do part of not knowing the
stories. I mean, there must be stuff there, you know, especially with the internet nowadays.
Yeah. But maybe it's just that it wasn't as widely distributed.
It's all slow, the internet.
At the time, I suppose, women were not
yeah.
in a powerful position. Or
yeah.
You said, you know, the winner tells the history, but maybe it's the person who's, or the people that are
yeah.
powerful.
Some
yeah.
people couldn't read, could they?
There's also that.
Yeah.
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 So actually
yeah.
physically, like, documenting
yeah.
Yeah.
personal accounts or
yeah.
things,
couldn't
read
or write.
Yeah. yeah.
No.
Yeah. Which is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
no,
into,
so
like,
you just wonder if it'd be also the sort of people that had more money, because they'd have
could
the money to write that stuff or to tell
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah. So it could be a social, like, class thing as well.
Yeah.
What about, like,
yeah.
working class history?
I think if you were the like the top class, you would have the money to be able to get the children to learn to read and write.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose if reading and writing as well were the only forms of
yeah.
communication or of, like,
yeah.
noting down the history,
yeah.
yeah.
then if you couldn't read or write, then you're probably less likely to be able to, yeah. What do I mean? Store, write down,
yeah.
tell
yeah.
people in the future about your history
yeah.
because you couldn't write it down.
Yeah, a record of it.
Keep a record.
Yeah,
that's it.
But I was saying, oh, when I did the deaf awareness course, they were talking about, you know, the deaf history and how years ago they'd literally have to get they would do it so people would certain people, I don't know who the name was, by the way, but they
yeah.
were, like, quite against people using sign language and things like that, so you get them to, like, literally try and talk or
oh, that's quite sense. I was wondering if the same thing could be said of maybe, like, disability history.
Yeah.
Disabled people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's still under the same umbrella, isn't it?
Deaf yeah.
awareness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, sorry, yes. But I was just thinking in terms of, like, the ways that things have been recorded. So, like, how many stories do you think we will know or will have
yeah.
known about, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who
yeah.
would be the people making the notes of
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Do you think who would be the people?
Well, yeah, because I see with anyone who volunteers with a you know, charity, you know, a study, any sort of study, they're people
yeah.
that are willing to volunteer. You know, you can't
yeah.
force it.
Yeah.
Force things up, what
yeah.
you could do, but
yeah.
it wouldn't be good.
Well, I suppose even we went back like 100, 200 years ago, who would be any information we had about, like, disabled people in the UK? Who do you think would have written that? Or made a note of it.
You just wonder if it would have been, like,
so
disabled guess, people themselves,
yeah.
or...
Would
you have something, Taryn?
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I think the government might have taken notes on the disability. Act. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe doctors.
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
would work.
What's that?
In asylums or hospitals.
Yeah.
Made notes, maybe.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
are you
yeah.
going to say, Otis? who do you think would have written down the histories of, like, disabled people 2 years ago?
Not the.
Like
politicians, no way.
Not politicians.
get rid of all of them.
Oh, sorry.
Where's this come from? That's a bit of a brown there.
I don't know who would write it.
I'm sorry. I'm
sure.
No,
sure.
Okay. No.
We're getting towards the end of our, like, usual running time. So has anyone
yeah.
got any final thoughts to say?
I think the future, I think we could have better communication with disabled people are concerned. Better think, better knowledge of people with disabilities, so people in the future would have to come up against Barry S.
Right.
That's a great place to end. Thank you, Terry.
That's
all right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.